Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, under the book of Salam. We started a new chapter, the chapter on the manner of offering Salam, what words should be used in making Salam. In the last discussion we had, is the words of plural are used in Arabic. Assalamu alaikum. This word kum, when it's attached to a word, to a verb, it refers to someone that is present, not someone, but plural. People that are present. And that word is referring to people that are present and plural. So the discussion was, why are we told to say assalamu alaikum? Use the word of plural. Present we can understand, we're greeting to somebody that is present. But why are we told to use the words of plural? And we explained that there are a few explanations. One is, plural is used for respect. I give the example in Urdu, you say tum. Although you're talking to one person, you say tum. Tum means you all, many of you. But to show a person respect, you use words of plural. The second explanation, in English, normally we just say you, you, you. Person talking to his father, he'll say you. Talking to his uncle, he'll say you. Grandfather, you. But in other languages, in Urdu, in Arabic, etc., when you're talking to big people, you talk, use words of respect. So in the salam also, the words of respect are there. So one explanation was for ikram and for ta'zim, that to show honor to a person and to show respect to a person, use the words of plural. Second explanation given was that with every person you get the angels that are with the person. You got the people, the angels that are recording the good and recording the evil of every person. So when you're greeting a person, you're greeting him and you're greeting the malaika with him. And they are also malaika that Allah Ta'ala appoints for every person to make hifazat, to protect a person. So these malaika of hifazat are there with a person also. So you're greeting those malaika. Then we explain that when a person is making salam in salah, then he intends, he's using the words of plural, he intends if the imam is on his right hand side, when he's making salam to the right, he'll include the imam, he'll include the malaika, he'll include everyone in his salam. So like that, if he's making salam to the left and if the imam is on his left, so that at that time he'll intend the imam, he'll intend the malaika, he'll intend the musallis, all on the left hand side. So this is why the words of plural are used. So we don't change it. When you're talking to one person, we still use the words of plural. Today's hadith is explaining that how many words do we use in the salam. An Imran ibn al-Husayn radiyallahu anhu qal, jaa rajulun ina al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala assalamu alaykum. فرد عليه ثم جلس فقال النبي صلى الله عليه فرد عليه ثم جلس فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عشر ثم جاء آخر فقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله فرد عليه فجلس فقال عشرون ثم جاء آخر فقال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته فرد عليه فجلس فقال ثلاثون رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Imran ibn Husayn radiyallahu anhu narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, assalamu alaykum. That's all, he just used these words, assalamu alaykum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to his greeting and the man sat down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him 10. Then another man came and said, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to his greeting and the man sat down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this person 20. Then another man came and said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to his greeting and that man sat down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 30. So here the words 10, 20 and 30 refer to the amount of rewards that each person obtained for offering salam in the way that he did. So here we learn something, is that when we are giving salam, and we're making salam, which is something that we do all the time, try and get maximum reward. Why must we just limit it to assalamu alaikum? Say the full salam, and we explain that in the salam, there's three du'as that are being made. Although we explained this before, just as a recap, that when you're making salam to a person, the first thing we are doing is we're making salam, we're making du'a, that Allah grant this person salamati, grant him peace, grant him ease. In other words, relieve him of all his tension, relieve him of all his pressures, relieve him of anything that will cause him any type of worries, whether it's physical problems, financial problems, mental problems, medical problems, whatever problems they are, Allah grant this person salamati. The first part of the dua, assalamu alaikum, we're asking such a big thing for a person. We're making dua for salamati, ease, protection, comfort for that person. Number one. Wa rahmatullahi, second dua that is being made for a person, is wallah, you grant this person special blessings. Over and above that ease, that comfort, that protection, grant him your special blessings. Grant him your special rahmat, your special mercies, O Allah. Give this person the special. Who doesn't want the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? So making dua for our brother, what a lovely greeting that Allah grant him special mercy. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Allah Ta'ala bless him. Whatever you have given him now, Allah bless him. Bless him in whatever he's got, Allah. Bless him in whether you bless him in his children, whether you bless him in that health that you've given him, that wealth that you've given him, Allah, you bless him in that knowledge that you've given him, you bless him in that ilm that you've given him, Allah, you bless him in that taqwa that you've given him, you bless him in every way, bless him. Now what a beautiful dua this is. And compared to what the West say, morning, afternoon, evening, here we got a dua, we got a greeting that is universal, works for every person, every background. Sometimes you go for Hajj, you see people from all over the world. Everyone is using one greeting that is so rich. It's got respect in there because of the plural we explained. It's greeting not only the person, it's greeting his malaika. Then he's making dua for a person in three ways that no other greeting in the world has included. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make this something common in our families, common amongst ourselves. And don't feel shy, even when we are typing it out, type out the full salam. Leave out that slums and salam. Put the full thing. So that we don't get deprived of the benefits of tatti, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. And not only that, we're giving our brother the full salam. And then when he starts, we explained last time, he starts with wa. So whatever dua you made for him, in his reply, he's making the dua back to you. Wa means and. In other words, what dua you made for me, and I'm also making dua for you. So you'll get that dua, and you're getting the dua of the brother that is replying to the salam. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.